Welcome to Big Billy Kender Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club. When we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it. Come on into the camp house and make yourself at home.
Remember the thrill of opening morning in the deer blind? At the DSC, we work very hard to ensure that your great-grandkids will too. BigGame.org.
It is a great day to join you in this old camp house at Big Billy Kender Outdoors. Thank you for being here. Front Door to the Camp House is brought to you by Forta Flora. That's a canine probiotic. It's the very best, say our veterinarians, and it's worked 100% of the time that I've used it. And if you own a dog, they will experience GI upset for whatever reason from time to time. Forta Flora fixes that. Order it from Chewy.com. They'll deliver it right to the door. Forta Flora, from the trusted name Purina. It's a good thing this Ram truck is air-conditioned because we've got some traveling to do today. We're going to visit the great state of Texas where the biggest, most outstanding outdoor hunting show on planet Earth this weekend is in progress in Fort Worth at the Convention Center, the Texas Trophy Hunters Extravaganza. Laura Conklin is going to visit with us about that. Plus, we're taking a little trip down to Port St. Joe, Florida. That's where professional angler Randall Tharp is standing by to help us with a little hot weather late summer topwater fishing. There's not a more fun way to catch a big green bass than on top. And we're going to Alaska today. Pretty interesting that mule deer and white-tailed deer are expanding their neighborhood. They're not native to Alaska, but they're moving in. Roy Churchwell is a biologist there in Juneau, and he's keeping a close eye on these critters. They've opened a hunting season on these white-tailed deer and mule deer in Alaska. And hey, deer hunters, that season is open 365 days a year. I thought that might pique your interest a little. Nothing like a little cast and blast in Alaska. A whitetail hunt in the morning and salmon in the afternoon. Hey, pour yourself a glass of iced tea and make yourself at home in that chair over there. You're in camp with us at Big Billy Kender Outdoors. Glad you are. The bass fishing world is focused on Hot Springs, Arkansas this weekend, and the tournament formerly known as the Forest Wood Cup. It's now the FLW Championship, the richest bass tournament on planet Earth. Winner walks away with $300,000. They're fishing Lake Hamilton just out of Hot Springs, and if you'd like to catch a weigh-in or a takeoff, they'd love to have you. The expo is running full steam, too. Takeoffs at the Andrew Hulsey Fish Hatchery, that's on Fish Hatchery Road just out of Hot Springs, 6:30 a.m. Central. And the weigh-ins at 5 p.m. at the Bank OZK Arena, right there on Convention Boulevard in Hot Springs. How do these guys keep doing this at Bethel University, tournament after tournament? They win a lot. Carter McNeil and Cole Floyd, Bethel University, they were in second place for the first 2 days of the Carhartt Bassmaster College Series National Championships presented by Bass Pro Shops, Lake Chickamauga, Tennessee, last weekend. But on Saturday's final round, they grabbed the spotlight, 16 pounds, 3 ounces, their biggest string in 3 days. And that was enough to sneak past Bryan College's Cole Sands and Connor DeMauro and win the title. Bethel University finishing third as well, the team of Cody Huff and Garrett Enders. Tyler Christie and Trey Schroeder from McKinsey University, Illinois, finished fourth. Jordan Hartman and Will Gentry, Murray State University, Kentucky, finished fifth. Rounding out the top ten, at number six, the University of Tennessee. The University of Arkansas, seventh. McKendree University in there again, another team, at number eight. Kansas State University finished ninth, and Drury University, Missouri, wrapped up the top ten. Major League Fishing has been dominating outdoor television viewing. They ranked as the top program on the Outdoor Channel during the second quarter this year. That means Major League Fishing has been the number one show on the Outdoor Channel during the first and second quarters for the past 4 years in a row. The neighbors might smile and try to look pleasant while your dog is jumping all over them and won't stop barking, but they're not happy. Calming Care. Calming Care. It's a safe, new product from the trusted name Purina that gently works over time to calm your overactive dog. It's bringing peace to households all over America. Talk to your vet about Calming Care. Did you see that giant alligator gar that came out of Oklahoma? 170 pounds, 6 feet 9 inches long. Zachary Sutterfield from Durant, Oklahoma, caught the fish out of Lake Texoma. The picture is on the bragging board at bbkoradio.com. I thought it might be a new world record, but no, it fell 109 pounds short of that. The world record came out of the Rio Grande. Bill Valverde caught the fish back in 1951, 279 pounds. Thanks so much to Lawrence Duwell up in Atlanta, Georgia, for bringing this big fish to my attention. And thank you for tuning in, Lawrence. Appreciate it. If you're a bird dog man, you're always wanting to know what's going on with the bobwhite quail in West Texas and Oklahoma. Well, beginning this coming Wednesday and running through Friday is the 2019 Texas Statewide Quail Symposium. This conference is open to all quail enthusiasts. Some of the top quail researchers on planet Earth will be there. More details at bbkoradio.com. And how about you folks in Georgia? Brand new Dallas Safari Club chapter, DSC Georgia, based in Atlanta. The Southeast has a new conservation leader.
Hi, I'm Frank Gerstenkorn. I have guns and gear in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Finest little gun shop in the West. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
This is Jim Shockey.
I'm Craig Boddington.
Hi, this is Jim Zumbo.
Join me, Mr. Whitetail, Larry Wyson, at the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo. I look forward to shaking your hand there this January.
With a who's who lineup on stage to answer your questions, surrounded by more than 1,800 exhibits featuring outdoor apparel and gear, artwork, jewelers, custom guns and knives, the finest licensed guides and DSC-approved outfitters from around the world, free seminars, and world-class banquets with celebrity guests and speakers. DSC's Convention and Expo, January 9th through the 12th, is a must-see for outdoors men and women. The whole family will love the incredible taxidermy displays, and the auctions are the biggest and best, built specifically for the outdoors enthusiast. The best part? Your ticket cost. The auction bid, the money spent at DSC's Convention and Expo, will serve conservation matters at home and around the globe. Please come to the DSC's Convention and Expo at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center in Dallas, January 9th through 12th. Learn more at biggame.org.
The granddaddy of all hunting shows returns to Fort Worth. The 2019 Hunters Extravaganza, August 9th through the 11th at the Fort Worth Convention Center. We'll have all the latest in hunting gadgets and gear. Buy direct from the manufacturers and save. Bring the kids and see Gator Country's huge alligators, last season's bucks from our annual deer contest, live rattlesnakes, and enter our incredible locked and loaded giveaway. The 2019 Hunters Extravaganza, August 9th through the 11th at the Fort Worth Convention Center. For details and tickets, visit huntersextravaganza.com.
Since 2003, Bended Knee International has answered the call to take the good news of Jesus Christ and the hope of the gospel to the Navajo Nation and the people of Siberia. Many have never heard the simple but magnificent message that Christ is God, who loves us so much that he died for our sins, defeated death, and rose again. The simple message of salvation brings the gift of eternal life if we'll only believe it. I am Tom Watson, President of Bended Knee International. Learn more about Bended Knee at bendedknee.org.
If your hunting blind isn't comfortable enough to keep you in the field all day, you're hunting from the wrong blind and missing a ton of opportunity for success. Does your blind keep the wind and rain on the outside and have drip rails on the windows to keep your view clear? How about friction hinges on the windows? Just lift and let go. Do you have a 360 view of your country without opening a door? Quiet marine-grade carpet and locking aluminum doors, insulated flooring. These features are all standard on lightweight, tough as a hammer, Dillon hunting blinds. If your terrain calls for a view above the mesquite flats or other obstructions, check out Dillon's safe and strong platforms with handrails and porches for the occasional stretch. Dillon blinds are available in sizes that fit your situation to a T, with windows suited for rifle, bow, or both. Lightweight and durable fiberglass blinds from Dillon are at dillonmanuf.com. stay longer, shoot more deer in a Dillon.
Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here, inviting you and your family to the Crappie Expo presented by Riceland. Hot Springs, Arkansas, October 4 through 6, 2019. The Crappie Expo is for crappie fanatics like you. There will be over 90 crappie fishing manufacturers and dealers selling and showing today's top crappie fishing products in the world. Come see the top 100 pro crappie teams competing in the first $100,000 Mr. Crappie Invitational Crappie Tournament on Lake Hamilton, October 4 through 6 at the Game and Fish Boat Ramp facility on Lake Hamilton. The world's largest crappie fry will be held Saturday, October the 5th, starting at 11 a.m. Bring your family and enjoy the fried crappie, french fried taters, and hush puppies. Free to everyone. Special thanks to Riceland, Express Boats, Berkeley, TTI Blakemore, Arkansas Game and Fish, Mossback Fish Habitat, ACT Crappie Trail, Gill, and Hummingbird.
The 2019 Crappie Expo, presented by Riceland Rice Bran Oil. Fry it up. Crisp, clean, delicious.
Flush that old bird dog out of that chair and have a seat. You're in camp with us at the Dallas Safari Club and Big Billy Kender Outdoors.
So much to see that it will take 2 full days. Plan your trip to Dallas now for the DSC Convention and Sporting Expo, January 9 through 12. BigGame.org.
Dove season is coming up just weeks away now. And chances are you haven't had that shotgun out of the case since last dove season. Go shoot a round of sporting clays and get ready for those fast-flying, darting, and diving doves. And do it in a way that benefits others. I always like to shoot sporting clays at benefit events that help others. Here's a good one today. If you're in the Ennis, Texas area, it benefits the Ennis Masonic Lodge, 3rd annual. This is a 100-target fundraiser. Supporting the Ennis Masonic Lodge and its philanthropic endeavors around the community and the county. It'll all take place at the Ellis County Sportsman's Club in Waxahachie. Details at bbkoradio.com. If this one's not close to you, find a charity shoot happening in your neck of the woods. Go give them a buck or two and get your shooting in shape. Hey, it's National Shooting Sports Month. Ronnie Smith from the rolling Osage County hills of Oklahoma joins me now. Ronnie Smith Kennel is one of the most respected bird dog training facilities on planet Earth. And, boy, we're so proud to have you as one of our pros, Ronnie, you and Susanna. And I want to talk to you a little bit about trying to get some dog work in this tremendous heat. I've always been a proponent of using water in the summertime when it's so hot. Swimming with our dog, it can be great cardio.
Yeah, we swim dogs. We had an apprentice come from Canada one time, and he had sprint sled dogs and was very, very versed in the swimming of dogs and taught us a lot about it. It is a low impact. It's good for your older dogs. It's good for dogs that have not had any physical activity. Again, very low impact. And then you just increase your time to where your dog, we were trying to get to 25 minutes of a dog treading water. One thing to remember that I didn't know is that a dog can get hot swimming.
That just doesn't make sense to me.
Well, it didn't me either. You know, you're in the water and you think it's cool, but I guarantee if you do this and are serious about it, pay attention to your dogs because they will sure get hot swimming.
So watch them close no matter what you're doing, whether it's on dry ground roading your dog or if you're swimming him. Let's talk about how to swim a dog. Do you have a particular rig that you have rigged up, maybe a cable across a swimming pool? How do you do it?
Yeah, what we've got is we've got a small pool, if you will, and we've got a post on each side with pulleys to each post, and we've got a loop. It's a like a ski rope, and it's a loop, and it goes from one post to the next, and it has ties hanging off of this. So we would snap a dog to it and pull him out in the water and just let him tread water. The water's only, you know, about 3 foot deep, just deep enough that a dog doesn't touch the bottom. But we were just having dogs tread the water. And in time, what happens is they start to not be so vertical. They start to level out and get more horizontal. And if you're not careful, they'll swim to the other side, the whole crew. Our apparatus will hold 5 dogs. And, again, it is wonderful, wonderful conditioning.
Now, a lot of people assume that all dogs can swim. I've learned that that's not true.
No, that is very true. What we do initially is we get in the water with them, and we'll put our hand underneath the dog's belly, because there are some dogs that just can't swim.
I had a pointer one time, very talented young dog, and he was new to me. He was a year or so old, and I had finished my groundwork with him, a yard work, and we had gone bird hunting. We were having a great time, and I had a water retrieve. I killed a bird that landed out in an old pond, an old tank, and I thought, man, I'm going to show off for my buddies now. And that sucker went out there and sunk like a rock. It's kind of scared me a little bit. They can't all swim, so it helps in a lot of ways to spend time in the water with your dog, because they could need to go get that water retrieve for you sometime.
Well, that's absolutely right. And again, you're so right. We put dogs out there and they get vertical, and you get out in the water with them, and we actually have taught dogs to swim just through this conditioning.
Very good. Water training with your dog is, can you go a little longer? I know we have to watch them. They'll get hot, like you said. But can we typically go a little longer than we could on dry ground?
Yeah, you know, heat is the issue during the off season, obviously. Even our roading, typically we're roading the dogs that we're guiding with. We're roading anywhere from 25 to 35-40 minutes. We found that swimming about 25-30 minutes on the long end, but about 25 minutes it was optimum time.
Very good. So 3 foot deep, just so deep enough to keep that dog from touching bottom, which is also perfect for a hot dog trainer if you want to go out there and maybe stretch out for a few minutes.
Yeah, that's right. You just got to stay focused.
Hey, if you've got a young retriever, pointer, bird dog that you would like to get trained up right, I can recommend no one any higher than Ronnie Smith, Tom Dockin, the guys listed at bbkoradio.com. They take care of your dogs while in their possession as well. Your dog will be fed Purina Pro Plan, and on these hot days that tend to lead to a loose stool, GI upset, they keep Fortiflora nearby, which settles and stops GI upset in our dogs. You should talk to your vet about Fortiflora as well. I love to talk hunting with my buddy, Mr. Whitetail Larry Wysoon, the host of DSC's Trailing the Hunter's Moon TV. And we not only talk hunting a lot, we talk eating a lot. That's another one of our favorite topics. We like to talk about eating that fried crappie and axis deer and all those good things. But I remember one time mentioning to you, saying something like the old cliche, Larry, you know how you eat an elephant one bite at a time? And you replied, I've actually eaten an elephant. I want to hear about this.
I'll tell you what, we were in Namibia with Oma Wavy Safaris here not too very long ago, and Mike Reynolds, who bought the hunt through Dallas Safari Club, ended up killing a really nice big bull elephant. The elephant goes down, we get some photos, and almost immediately you've got people coming, natives coming from every direction, and before long you look up and there's 100 people there taking this elephant apart. And we were watching them doing all this after we'd gotten our photographs, and I noticed that there was one group over off to the side a little bit. They were slicing little pieces of meat off of the big chunks and just throwing them on the coals and cooking them that way. And, I mean, the little kids were eating it like candy. And I thought, man, you know, this might be – so I asked one of the PHs, I says, can you talk to those guys over there and see if I might be able to taste just a little bit of it? And so we walk over, and they go, oh, yes, yes, please, please do. You know, they cut off a little slice of elephant, and this was off of a – gosh, looked like a big, tough, eight-ton critter, you know. And they cut a piece of it off, and I tasted it, and I'll tell you something. It tasted so very, very good. It tasted a whole lot like brisket. There was a little bit of fat in between, so they're kind of marbling, but it had a brisket flavor. And the only thing I wish we'd had a whole lot more, or I could have spent a little bit more time there with those guys eating that elephant, because it was really outstanding.
You know, and that's a good point, too. You talk about the families coming out. If you've never been on safari, if you've never seen the care that goes into these animals and the respect that is given these animals after the hunt and the gratitude of a community, you don't fully understand safari.
You really don't. I mean, the animal, that particular elephant that Mike shot, that thing probably weighed close to 16,000-17,000 pounds. That's 8.5 tons. And out of that, there was probably about at least 6 tons, 12,000 pounds of meat that was distributed amongst those villages right there. So, I mean, and that probably is going to be some of the only meat that they'll get to have for a pretty good while. So it plays a very important role in it. And all of a sudden you realize how important meat and hunting is, not only to us, but also those communities over there. It's amazing how those people come out of the woodwork whenever a shot goes off.
Well, the old saying says, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. I say one village at a time gets her done quicker. That's better.
It really did. That's exactly right. I think we ended up feeding probably about three or four villages. We also had a chance to shoot a hippo. And again, the same thing happened. The shot goes off. You get your photograph. You look around and hear all these people waiting to cut the animals up to take the meat back with them.
Hey, I'd like to invite you to meet my buddy Larry Wysoon, along with Jim Shockey, Jim Zumbo, Ron Spomer, all your favorite outdoor writers. We're going to be on stage at the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo in January. Thanks, Larry. Going to take a little break and grab a fresh, cold glass of iced tea, but when I come back, we're headed for Port St. Joe, Florida. One of my favorite bass pros, Randall Tharp, is talking topwater. When it's time to fillet your catch or field dress that deer, it's not the time for a dull piece of steel that not only makes the job 10 times tougher, but also gouges into the meat, resulting in ugly cuts, loss of meat, and a dirtier job. A sharp blade is absolutely essential for clean and proper cuts in the field, in the kitchen, workshop, or garage. Remember this name, WorkSharp Knife and Tool Sharpeners. Trust me when I say that WorkSharp will make any knife you own sharper than the day you bought them. And WorkSharp sharpeners are easy to understand and use. That's a big deal. They come in all sizes, handheld for the backpack, boat, or to carry along in the truck. A handy kitchen model to quickly, simply, and precisely sharpen your culinary knives. Slice that tomato paper thin. WorkSharp makes bench models, too, for lawnmower blades, hatchets, shovels, and bigger blades. WorkSharp is offering 30% off when you use the promo code BigBilly30. That's Big Billy and the number 30 when you order online at WorkSharpTools.com. The Moore family at Southwestern Parts and Service in Dallas has been specializing in fishing reel repair since 1970. Early on, fishermen nationwide recognized that Southwestern Parts and Service was dependable, honest, and very good at what they do. With the largest fishing reel parts inventory in the U.S. and even some inventory for obsolete and discontinued models. Yes, Grandpa's old reel sitting on the mantle can go back to work again. Southwestern Parts is recognized by folks like Shimano, Abu Garcia, Daiwa, Penn, and Zebco Quantum as an authorized warranty center. And labor on fishing reels is $19.95 plus parts on most models, and that includes cleaning and lubrication. And with six full-time reel techs, Southwestern Parts and Service strives to get your equipment back into your hands quickly. Is your local reel shop having trouble finding parts for repair? We can help. Come see us at www.fishingreelrepair.com. That's fishingreelrepair.com. 214-630-8161. We do work for customers worldwide, and we can help you too. Hey guys, don't lose that bragfish today. We've all done it. A weak hook set, a late sweep with the rod, giant jumpers that throw that heavy jig back in our faces. The folks at Trapper Tackle have solved the lost fish issue. For the first time in forever, there's meaningful innovation in the fish hook. The Trapper Tackle iCast Best in Show winner 2 years back-to-back has a unique patented design that locks your catch until you have her in your hands. It's this one-of-a-kind locking system that keeps your plastics in place, cast after cast after cast, too. Trapper Tackle makes hooks for all finesse, live bait, and plastics presentations. Treble hooks for your hard baits, too. When you first take a look at Trapper Tackle hooks, you'll probably scratch your head. When you pose up with that behemoth that didn't get away, you'll smile ear to ear. Trapper Tackle and Bill Lewis have partnered a legend with a state-of-the-art hook design to produce the Rattle Trapper. You need some of those, too. Get them at TrapperTackle.com. Lock them in and load the boat. TrapperTackle.com.
Somewhere over this horizon sit a million little dictators, eager to purge humanity of its hunting instincts. Contrived emotions flood from their air-conditioned, glass-paneled, Wi-Fi-enabled habitats over the mountains and out into the wild from which they hate to admit they emerged. Their foolish quest to force nature to fit their feelings threatens the survival of every living thing on our planet. If their fevered tantrums are ever imposed, the Earth will be ruled by the deadliest combination in the natural world: human ignorance and human arrogance. Travel another path. The truest path. Nature's path. Trust the hunter in your blood.
There's a place I love to go in the pristine Texas Hill Country that features first-class lodging, outstanding cuisine, world-class wing shooting, the best free-range access deer hunting in the world, my favorite, by the way, plus native whitetails and turkey, and some of the most comfortable hosts that you've ever enjoyed. Don't forget to throw in the fly rod. You'll want to experience the crystal-clear waters of Joshua Creek and the Guadalupe River. Rolling hills and Texas live oaks, friendly smiles, and spring-fed waters. Orvis and Beretta agree that Joshua Creek is one of the finest hunting and shooting ranches in existence, and I think you will too. You won't find a prettier place to get married. And our staff and facilities will make your corporate event, family reunion, or private party turnkey and the best you'll ever experience. Joshua Creek Ranch in the historic Texas Hill Country between San Antonio and Fredericksburg. Want to go? Of course you do. JoshuaCreek.com.
Bring the kids along. This is where heritage is guarded just for them. Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
The DSC Convention and Expo, January 9 through 12, will ensure science-based wildlife conservation for generations to come. You've never had this much fun while working hard for wildlife. Details at biggame.org.
One of the finest bass fishermen on the planet, a very talented guy with a rod and reel, is down in Port St. Joe, Florida, and I'm proud to call him my friend, Randall Tharp. Welcome to the show, Randy. It's been a while.
It sure has. I'm glad I had a few minutes to spend with you.
Yeah, between Major League Fishing and hurricanes in Florida and everything that happens in your world, I'm fortunate to have a few minutes with you, man. Hey, I want to talk a little bit about topwater fishing. Late summertime, it's hot, the fish are hot, we're hot, but topwater is a pretty good opportunity to just have a blast catching bass in the hot, hot summertime.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I don't think there's another way you can fish that gets all of your senses going. Not only can you feel the bite, but you can see the bite. And watching any kind of fish eat a lure on the end of your line, to me, is the ultimate in fishing. I mean, late summertime, this time of year, all the way in the early fall, I mean, I don't know that there's a more fun or a better way to catch a bunch of fish than with a topwater.
Yeah, you know, early morning and evening, everybody thinks about those two times for topwaters, and they're spectacular. That's great. Those fish can be up early in that cooler water feeding on top. But midday is not a bad time either, is it?
No, you know what? Like some of my best tournaments, like when I won the Forestwood Cup in 13, I mean, you know, the final day, I threw a frog all day. And I didn't get a whole bunch of bites in the middle of the day, but when I did, it was a big one. And it went to the weigh-in. I mean, there are certain lakes, especially clear water lakes, where I just don't think you can beat a topwater, whether it resembles a bluegill, a shad, or a big gizzard shad or something like that. It's really hard to beat from this time of year all the way into the fall.
We talk about, you know, throwing in the shade, and that's what makes early and late part of what makes that so good. Midday, do we want to kind of pick and choose our spots where we're going to throw that topwater?
You know, I like to target, like, isolated cover, whether it's on a flat. I mean, obviously, this time of year, a lot of fish are deep. A lot of fish are living offshore. So flats adjacent, you know, right next to that deep water, just places where it's easier for a bass to feed. So isolated cover, whether it be grass or stumps or a lay down log, is one of my favorites if you can find that on a flat. Or, you know, even if you're in a river system type lake, I mean, just keying on current, shady banks, stuff like that seems to be key.
You know, you're a Rappler guy, and Lord knows they have produced some of the best producing topwater baits in history. Tell us what your favorites are. What do you like to throw?
Well, everybody knows me. I mean, I like a little braided line. So for me, I love like the Terminator Poppin' Frog, but the Walking Frog Jr. are two of my favorites. That's made by Rappler. As far as a shade bank, I mean, this lure is kind of one we've kept under the wraps for a few years now, but the Cover Pop, it's It's Ott DeFoe designed that bait, and he designed it to resemble old P-70 Rebel Pop-R. And so it's real heavy. It's a little bit larger, resembles a bluegill really good, and I never go fishing without that thing tied on. It's got two big treble hooks. You can fish, I fish it on a relatively short rod and relatively close to the boat, but if it, a frog and that particular, that cover popper, by far my two favorite baits that I never leave home without this time of year.
How heavy is that braid, and tell us about your setup. What are you throwing it on?
I throw that frog on a 7.3. It's a medium heavy action arc rod. It's my signature series rod. It's called a Moneymaker, a 50-pound braid, and a loose reel, which is a relatively moderate speed reel. It's not, they make a faster one. I use a 7, I think it's a 7.2-to-1 gear ratio. And that reel, it still has plenty of power, to winch a fish out of cover, but it's also pretty quick, you know, so you don't waste a lot of time in between casts. So that's my setup for the frog. For that cover pop, it's a 6.9 one-eyed jack. It's a Tharp series arc rod as well. It's a really short rod, which allows me to underhand roll cast under trees, overhanging trees, or even skip it up under boat docks. And if you guys aren't familiar with that bait, the cover pop, I mean, that's what it's made for. It's made for target fishing. You know, it's got real heavy weight in the tail of that bait, and it just allows for some really accurate cast, tight to cover, and that's what it takes to get that big fish to bite.
I'm with you on the shorter rod. I use a 6-foot rod to throw topwater bait because I'm in a different situation than you. You're a tournament angler. You're doing different things, have different uses than I do. But, man, it's really convenient for putting that thing where you want it in tight spots and where you have to have it sometimes. I can't do a topwater piece with you, Randy, without talking about setting the hook on a topwater bait. I've been bass fishing for decades, and I still want to set that hook the minute I see the water swim.
Well, that's a question I get a lot, and I wish there was a definite answer, like how long you should wait, but every bite is different. And I know it's a split-second reaction that a decision has to be made, but there are times when you should set the hook immediately, and then there's other times you should wait 4, 5, even 6 seconds, especially with a frog, or if you're not sure a fish has your lure, I would not set the hook. I mean, a lot of times if it's a really good strike, I mean, he's going to set the hook for you. And with our hooks and all that stuff, with that it braided line on a frog with no stretch, unless it's a super long ways away from the boat, a lot of times they're just going to catch themselves. And as a, like you said, I'm a tournament angler. I can't tell you how many times that I shake a fish off or try to shake him off, and you'd be surprised how many you catch without even setting the hook. But it's hard to do. You know, your instinct is to jerk as soon as you see a fish bite your lure, but there's not a right or wrong answer there. It's just assess every strike as quickly as you can, and I think it comes the more you do it, the more you fish a topwater bait, the better you'll get at it.
There you go. Hey, tell me about Phoenix Boats. I'm kind of boat shopping here lately. I'm thinking about upgrading, and I was with a couple of buddies looking at Phoenix, and I know you run Phoenix. Man, that's Cadillac.
Yeah, you know, the difference there is all those people at the factory fish. And I've known those people since I started fishing BFLs in North Alabama and South Tennessee. That's where the factory is in South Tennessee. And they sit around every day after work, and they're either fishing or they're talking about a way to make that boat better. And the truth is they make a lot of different models, and they're all good. They all have their pluses and minuses. And you know, next year I'll be running a 920 Pro XP again. This will be my second year in that boat. I've ran a 21 before that, and I love every one of them. And you can look at the guys on their pro staff. We all run different boats, and they're all good. So, you know, I love my Phoenix, and I cannot wait to get my new one here shortly. They're building mine in a couple weeks.
There you go. Maybe I'll be calling you back to see what you want for your old one.
I have not told it yet, so I promise you I'm going to hold on to this one until there's two sitting here, and then if you're still in the market, you let me know.
I'll do that. 30 guys qualified for the Major League Fishing Championship, the first ever Red Crest coming up. You qualified at number 30. But, Randy, when you guys launch up in Wisconsin on opening day, it doesn't matter if you're number 30 or number one. Everybody starts with an even slate. Are you pumped?
Man, I am. We've got a little weather down here at home today, and I was out in my boat actually tying some stuff on for that tournament. And, You know, I've been there a few times in my career. It's been really good to me, and yeah, I'm excited. I mean, there's not a much better place to go in the country in the middle of the summer than the river up there. And, I mean, it's going to be a lot of fish caught. It's going to be a lot of good fish caught. And, it'll be a horse race to the end. I mean, it was the last time I was there. I don't anticipate this to be any different, but, you know, the weather's going to be a little cooler up there than it is here in Florida. And, I'm looking forward to headed up that way here into next week.
I've told, Gary Klein, I've told Boyd Duckett, I've told several of you Major League Fishing guys what you're doing to my data plan, and I'm loving every minute of it because I can't stop watching. It's so much fun, and people will be able to watch you guys live on the river again up in Wisconsin. Good luck, and we'll be talking to you when you're holding the trophy, okay?
That sounds good to me. That's the plan anyway.
Good morning, everybody. It's Gary Loomis, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Fish on!
The granddaddy of all hunting shows returns to San Antonio. The 2019 Hunters Extravaganza, August 16th through the 18th at the Freeman Coliseum Expo Hall. We'll have all the latest in hunting gadgets and gear. Buy direct from the manufacturers and save. Bring the kids and see Gator Country's huge alligators, last season's bucks from our annual deer contest, live rattlesnakes, and enter our incredible locked and loaded giveaway. The 2019 Hunters Extravaganza, August 16th through the 18th at the Freeman Coliseum Expo Hall. For details and tickets, visit Hunters Extravaganza.
Isn't it time to check that South Dakota pheasant hunt off of your bucket list? Isn't it about time to step back in time to a simpler era when the cackle of a mature rooster is followed by the smell of smoke from your barrel and maybe a chuckle or two from your buddies after that oh-so-close miss? Spring Creek Hunting and Fishing Resort just north of Pierce, South Dakota is that place in time where taking good care of our guests is the priority every day. Year after year. At Spring Creek, South Dakota, we know that a warm and welcome lakeside cabin with private bath and big screen TV is just what you need after enjoying our 35,000 plus acres of pheasant country. When you come stay with us at Spring Creek Fishing and Hunting Resort, you can expect the best pheasant hunting that South Dakota has to offer, along with the best bed, the best steak, and the best time of your life. Talk to us about private charter jet service and come see us at springcreeksd.com. Outdoors men and women like to be well equipped. We also travel extensively and need restaurants, fuel, and rooms. And no matter where the fisherman or hunter travels in the U.S. or Canada, BBKO Radio is there. This just might be the perfect spot for you to tell us about your products and services. The BBKO Radio Network, an affordable way to reach every farm, road, and city with your message. To learn more, come see us at bbkoradio.com.
The Vineyards Campground and Cabins has time and again been recognized nationally as a safe, clean, fun, and, well, perfect family destination. With all new full hookup 50-amp pedestals, pull-through sites, lightning-fast Wi-Fi and cable TV at every site, the Vineyards Campground in Grapevine, Texas will become a regular travel stop for you. Bring the whole family and enjoy our beautiful group pavilion, private swim beach and boat ramp, stand-up paddle boards, well-stocked camp store, and the friendliest staff that you'll find as you travel in your RV or bus. We're located on the shore of beautiful Grapevine Lake, and you'd never guess that we're right in the middle of Dallas-Fort Worth. Just outside the gated entry at the Vineyards, enjoy the charm of Main Street with exclusive shopping and delicious dining. Or maybe you'd like to just hang out and enjoy the fireworks over the lake on Friday nights. Don't have an RV? No worries! Come stay at the Vineyards fully furnished cabins. We can't wait to see you, so make your reservation now at vineyardscampground.com. See you soon.
If you visit an outdoor show that features hunting, fishing, and outdoor products, you might just run into my friends Ron and Teresa Miskin with Buffalo Wool Company. When you do, do yourself a huge favor and stop for a visit. When I did, I made a discovery that has greatly impacted my time in the field and on the boat. Ron explained to me that his buffalo wool gloves, socks, hats, and accessories are made from the underhair. Beneath the big shaggy guard hair lies a secondary coat. These fibers are what the buffalo depends on to keep him warm. Those fibers make up the socks and gloves at Buffalo Wool Company. Hey, it's been several years, and I truthfully don't know how many pairs of buffalo wool gloves, socks, and hats that I own. I simply know that they are as important to me as my rifle. They're warmer than wool and allow me to stay in the field comfortably, no matter the weather conditions, all day long. Try them for yourself. Buffalo Wool Company offers a 100% money-back guarantee, but you'll keep them. Learn more about these super high-quality products at thebuffalowoolco.com.
In good conservation company with the Dallas Safari Club and Big Billy Kender Outdoors.
If you enjoy a top water plug bubbling over quiet water or the first glimpse of a sunrise from a frosty deer blind, then you are the DSC too. BigGame.org.
Just sitting here listening to that old whippoorwill going on and on and on about his early morning business, and that takes me right back up to where I recorded him. That was Lake Murray, Oklahoma. Beautiful clearwater lake that's full of great big old smallmouth bass, largemouth bass, and walleye. What a trip that was, and what a memory that old whippoorwill brings back to me. If you want to reach us in this old camp house, it's easily done. The phone number is 1-877-820-BBKO, 1-877-820-2256. The website, you can leave a note on the door there at the website at bbkoradio.com. Like Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, bbkoradio.com. And give us a like on Facebook, if you would, please. Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. We'd appreciate it. I read an article a few weeks ago about mule deer and white-tailed deer migrating into new territory, Alaska. I was pretty fascinated by that, and I wanted to dig into it a little deeper. So my special guest on the show today is a biologist, PhD, there in Juneau, Alaska, Roy Churchwell. Roy, welcome to the show. I'm tickled to have you here with us.
Yeah, thank you. I'm excited to talk to you guys about this.
You know, if you're a biologist, I can think of no place on planet Earth that maybe is as fascinating as Alaska. You live in the world of biology, don't you?
I do, yeah. I get an opportunity to experience wildlife in a way that a lot of people don't. And so, you know, it's always been a passion of mine, and now I get to do a job that follows my passion, and it's an amazing opportunity, no doubt.
Yeah, that's the coolest thing. When I read up on you a little bit, I said, man, a biologist in Alaska. This guy wakes up to Christmas every day. Are you originally from Alaska?
You know, I grew up in central Idaho, so it's Alaska-esque, but there's nothing quite like Alaska in itself, for sure.
Yeah, it's something else. Of course, Idaho has just a ton of beautiful country and wildlife as well. So you grew up surrounded by this that you now call your career, and that's just an awesome thing. We want to talk a little bit about whitetails and mule deer moving into Alaska. I had assumed, which always gets us in trouble, that whitetails and mule deer already existed in parts of Alaska because, well, they're right across the border there in Canada, but that's not the case, is it?
Well, not specifically. So, we do have blacktail deer, which are a subspecies of mule deer, but your typical mule deer from the Rocky Mountains hasn't made it to Alaska yet. And then whitetails, you may know, are more of a eastern species, but as humans built towns and developed areas, they moved out west too. And so whitetails are pretty common in Washington now and have moved out there. And they're also moving up through British Columbia and into the Yukon. And so you can find whitetails all the way up into Yukon, Canada now.
Oh, my goodness. That is just that's just amazing. And I know it's something that has fascinated you guys. I read an article that Riley Woodford there in Alaska published just a couple of weeks ago about mule deer and whitetail taking up residence in Alaska in new areas where they've just not been common in the past. Does that excite you, or does a new exotic species coming into Alaska raise a red flag or two?
You know, it's both. We're definitely excited to see new species come in, but at the same time, there's some red flags. And so a lot of these animals carry diseases that could impact our native populations, especially like moose and caribou that are kind of Alaska-specific animals that a lot of people come up here to hunt, and a lot of folks from in the state use as their main food resource. And so we're a little worried about that, and that's kind of one reason we've opened up a year-round season for those species. And it's not to get rid of them, but it's more so that we can collect some samples because we want to know what these animals are bringing with them, the mule deer and white-tailed deer. And so we're looking at things like winter tick that's pretty common in Minnesota and having a big impact on moose in that area. And so for things like that, you know, mule deer or these deer species are they're better groomers than moose do, and so they'll pick a lot of those ticks off, and so they don't get impacted as heavily as moose do. And so because of that, they're better carriers of the tick and could bring it into the state and then pass it on to moose. And so that's kind of one of the things that we're worried about is that these deer are going to bring in diseases that, that will impact our native populations.
I understand fully, yeah. So if a hunter takes a white-tailed deer or a mule deer in Alaska, which would be kind of historic, that would be really cool, but you guys would like a sample. What should that sample consist of?
Yeah, you know, we're asking for actually quite a few samples so that we can test for these things. And so for one, we want to get the head with the brain intact, so just taking off the full head. And if you can keep it chilled and not frozen, then we'll be able to test for chronic wasting disease on that. And so, you know, I was just reading about chronic wasting disease the other day, and I think the first record of it west of the Rocky Mountain Divide, Continental Divide, was just a few weeks ago. And so, you know, it's spreading. It still seems like it's pretty far away from Alaska, but we're looking for that. We also want the heart and lungs, so we can test for a few things there. And then the whole liver to look for things like flukes and whatnot. Then if they can give us the hide, we'll look for ticks on there. And we look for them to give us a hoof so we can look for some diseases that are in the hoof. And finally, if we get a fecal sample, just about a quarter cup of pellets from that, we'll use that to also look for things that can be in the liver, in the stomach, to test that as well. So there's quite a few things that we'd like hunters to collect for us. You know, most of it's kind of stuff that they bring out when they're gutting. But the meat should be fine. All these things don't pass along to humans, and so we're not worried about that, but we are worried about them passing them along to, like I said, our other native species.
You said something, Roy, just a minute ago that piqued my and a lot of deer hunters' interest just a couple of minutes ago, but we're going to have to wait until the next hour to hear about it because we're up against it here. We've got to take a little break. Fascinating stuff. Roy Churchwell, Juneau, Alaska, talking about the migration of white-tailed deer and mule deer into Alaska. Next hour, Lauren Conklin is going to join us from the Texas Trophy Hunters Association. It's time for the biggest tailgate party on earth, the tailgate party that officially kicks off deer season in Texas anyway, and that is the Texas Trophy Hunters Extravaganza. They were in Houston last weekend. They're in Fort Worth this weekend. They'll wrap it all up for the year in San Antonio next weekend. Also coming up next hour, a guy I met in Pennsylvania at the Central PA Outdoor and Sports Show. His name is Trevor Bannock. He and his family are farmers, and they needed a way to pick up those heavy rocks out in the pasture and put them in the bed of the truck without having to do it by hand. Good old-fashioned American ingenuity, and they came up with a heck of a product. you getting ready to put in food plots? Don't do it until you hear what Trevor has to say. That's coming up right here at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
From the rough brush of South Texas to the thick bush of South Africa, it's Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
The results of the DSC Convention and Expo are seen all over the earth every day. We invest millions in the future of wild things and places. Your right to hunt, fish, and shoot, and for future generations as well. BigGame.org.
We're going to hear more from Juneau, Alaska wildlife biologist Roy Churchwell later this hour. Plus, Lauren Conklin with the Texas Trophy Hunters Association as we talk it up. It's the biggest outdoor show on planet Earth this weekend, and it's in Fort Worth, Texas, at the Convention Center, the Texas Trophy Hunters Extravaganza. This corner of the Camp House brought to you by my friends at Purina Pro Plan. Hey, if your dog has an itchy coat, common in the hot summertime, or maybe your best buddy has gotten older and could use some relief in their joints, it's amazing how many itches and ailments in our dogs can improve simply by the food that you serve them every day. And there's a Purina Pro Plan formula specifically built for your dog and your dog's situation. Pick up the Pro Plan at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. They're in Kansas and Missouri, Arkansas, Oklahoma, and Texas. A lot of us like to hunt Kansas. I love hunting spring turkeys in Kansas. A lot of guys like to hunt those great big old corn-fed, soybean-fed Kansas white-tailed deer in the fall. And we look forward to the arrival of the Hunting Atlas every year. Well, it's coming. The printed version will be available on September 1st. But you can get your eyeballs on an electronic copy right now. Come see me at bbkoradio.com. We've got a link up there for you. You can start planning your fall hunt with your new Kansas Hunting Atlas that includes maps of walk-in hunting areas, lots of that in Kansas, private leased lands by the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, and state and federal public wildlife areas. Lobster season is open for private and commercial fishermen in Florida. It opened up on Tuesday, runs through March 31st. BBKOradio.com for bag limits, size limits, where you can harvest, and all of those lobster regulations. You know, this is the time of year when we need to be especially careful around water, stagnant water, especially if we're walking our dogs. The warning, the message came to me this week from the folks at South Dakota Game Fish and Parks, but it applies to all of us. Blue-green algae blooms. You've seen it on ponds and lakes in the hot summertime. Blue-green algae blooms happen every year when summer gets really, really hot. It's nearly impossible to tell if that algae in a pond or lake is poisonous or not. So the safe thing to do is keep your dog out of it if you see that algae. It's a visible layer of thick, floating algae on the surface, and even one drink of that water can be fatal to our dogs. And it's not always blue or green. It might also be reddish or purple or brown. You know, if you live in the state of Michigan, you really ought to know how to hunt white-tailed deer. Here's a great opportunity for you if you're a beginner. Hunting Whitetails Naturally. It's a class on how to trail hunt white-tailed deer and better manage your property for whitetail habitat. Next Sunday, August 18th, Cadillac, Michigan. Another one in Cadillac, August 24th, and in Bay City on Sunday, August 25th. It's a 7-hour class, 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. This coming Thursday, if you live in Georgia and have kiddos, you need to know that squirrel season opens. It's a great way to get the kids started on their hunting career. Unlike some big game hunts, the pursuit of squirrels often involves more action for energetic youth. They don't have to be as quiet. And it's a great introduction and interaction with the outdoors. Squirrel season, August 15th through February 29th in the great state of Georgia. Maximum daily bag limit, 12. Go gather some limb bacon. The fishing in Wyoming has been spectacular this year. Anglers across Wyoming have been catching trophy-sized fish, and lots of them. Fishermen have submitted more than 190 applications with photos, links, and catch locations to the Wyoming Game and Fish Department's Master Angler program. 190 so far, and this program only launched in June. You know, a premier mountain lion hunting destination is Utah each year. Lots of folks go to Utah to either take a photo safari or a hunt for cougars. The Utah Division of Wildlife Resources is recommending slightly more cougar permits and slightly fewer bobcat permits for the 19 and 20 hunts. As with every wildlife species in Utah and in every state, cougars are managed according to guidelines established in a management plan. There's a lot of science behind this. Biologists make determinations and gather input from hunters, individuals who don't hunt, and livestock producers who sometimes have sheep killed by cougars. It's a fascinating hunt when you get behind the dogs and eventually tree that old lion. You might just want to take a photo and move on, or use one of those cougar permits. I have been asked the question several times, hey, Billy, that Purina Pro Plan performance formula for our bird dogs, it's 30% protein, 20% fat. Isn't that a little hot to be feeding our dogs in 100-degree weather? No, it's not. Science has proven that maintaining the same feed throughout the year is the healthiest choice for your dog. Just cut back the amount to about half in the hot, hot summertime. Our dogs are not as active and not using as much this time of year. Purina Pro Plan Performance, there's nothing better for your bird dog, guys. And it's at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. Well, I'm going to fill that tea glass. It's running low, but when I come back, we're going to visit with Lauren Conklin and the Texas Trophy Hunters Association a little bit. Their big show is in Fort Worth, Texas this weekend, and it is the biggest show on earth this weekend for the hunter outdoorsman.
Hi, this is Kirk Bush, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
This is Jim Shockey.
I'm Craig Boddington.
Hi, this is Jim Zumbo.
Join me, Mr. Whitetail, Larry Wyson at the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo. I look forward to shaking your hand there this January.
With a who's who lineup on stage to answer your questions, surrounded by more than 1,800 exhibits featuring outdoor apparel and gear, artwork, jewelers, custom guns and knives, the finest licensed guides and DSC-approved outfitters from around the world, free seminars, and world-class banquets with celebrity guests and speakers. DSC's Convention and Expo, January 9th through the 12th, is a must-see for outdoors men and women. The whole family will love the incredible taxidermy displays, and the auctions are the biggest and best, built specifically for the outdoors enthusiast. The best part? Your ticket cost. The auction bid, the money spent at DSC's Convention and Expo, will serve conservation matters at home and around the globe. Please come to the DSC's Convention and Expo at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center in Dallas, January 9th through 12th. Learn more at biggame.org. Hey, guys, don't lose that bragfish today. We've all done it. A weak hook set, a late sweep with the rod, giant jumpers that throw that heavy jig back in our faces. The folks at Trapper Tackle have solved the lost fish issue. For the first time in forever, there's meaningful innovation in the fish hook. The Trapper Tackle iCast Best in Show winner 2 years back-to-back has a unique patented design that locks your catch until you have her in your hands. It's this one-of-a-kind locking system that keeps your plastics in place, cast after cast after cast, too. Trapper Tackle makes hooks for all finesse, live bait, and plastics presentations. Treble hooks for your hard baits, too. When you first take a look at Trapper Tackle hooks, you'll probably scratch your head. When you pose up with that behemoth that didn't get away, you'll smile ear to ear. Trapper Tackle and Bill Lewis have partnered a legend with a state-of-the-art hook design to produce the Rattle Trapper. You need some of those, too. Get them at TrapperTackle.com. Lock them in and load the boat. TrapperTackle.com. Did you see Mark Daniels Jr. catch 70 pounds of Lake Oahe, South Dakota smallmouth bass during the Bassmaster Elite Series? I did. I watched him from Jim's boat where we were busy catching those delicious Oahe walleye. The folks at Spring Creek Fishing and Hunting Resort on Lake Oahe, same place that the elites stayed and launched, prepared them for us every night in their award-winning restaurant and bar. They do walleye 7 different ways, all terrific, but the beer batter is my favorite. Oh, and don't miss the USDA Prime Steaks, aged for tenderness and hand-cut on site. From the restaurant, it's every bit of a 60-second walk to your lakeside cabin with a sprawling front porch, big-screen TV, and private bedroom and bathrooms. Time for a little rest. because Jim will pick us up again at the breakfast table tomorrow morning, and we'll head back out to world-class Oahe walleye and smallmouth fishing. Ask David and Angela about private charter jet service for your group to Spring Creek Fishing and Hunting Resort, springcreeksd.com.
It is the dream of the animal rights fanatics to suppress your most natural connection to the earth, to sell you a life filled with urban fascinations, to ignore that death is life's unwavering partner, together creating a relationship between predator and prey that makes it possible for us all to survive. To the hunter, this world's most honest steward, these fantasies are the poisonous, perverted manipulations of social misfits who would take this planet hostage. They should startle you and awaken you to trust the hunter in your blood.
In the truck. Half the fun is just getting there. Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
Make plans now to join us at the DSC Convention and Expo, Heritage, January 9 through 12. Heritage, one of the biggest conservation gatherings on earth. Biggame.org.
I mentioned earlier, last hour in the show, that hey, when you get out to tune up for dove season by shooting around a sporting glaze, do it to the benefit of others. There's a ton of them out there. Here's another example. It's called Shooting for the Future, the Kiwanis Club of McKinney, Texas. This is their sixth annual sporting clay event presented by Secured Title of Texas, and it's going to be at Top Fun Ranch in Anna, Texas. It's a 10 a.m. shotgun start. Lunch is provided, a great silent and live auction. September 13th. That's a Friday. You didn't want to go to work that day anyway. So come on out and shoot and benefit the Boys and Girls Clubs of Collin County while at the same time getting brushed up, knocking the rust off, and getting ready for dove season. All the details are at bbkoradio.com. I don't know how she's found the time to do it, but Lauren Conklin with the Texas Trophy Hunters Extravaganza joins me now. The Texas Trophy Hunters Extravaganza is located in Fort Worth, Texas this weekend. It got kicked off yesterday, runs through tomorrow. Lauren, welcome to the show and thank you.
Thank you so much.
You know what? I think I have missed, since the Texas Trophy Hunters Extravaganza started coming to Fort Worth, I think I have missed two. I know I missed one. I had a fishing trip planned up in Arkansas one year before I realized the trophy hunter dates. And I think I missed another one because of somebody got married or some lame excuse like that. But other than that, I've been at every one of them, and it officially kicks off my fall hunting season like it does for so many people. It's a celebration.
It's a tradition, you know, not just a celebration. It is a tradition. And I've been with the company, and this will actually be my fourth year of shows. And over the last couple of years of shows, I have grown to just absolutely love the shows, but I've also been able to meet a lot of people along the way. And when I say it's a tradition, people have been coming since they were little kids. They came with their dads, their moms, their grandparents, children, and just kind of carrying on the tradition of the outdoors and the hunting and that culture. And it's really, I love seeing it. It does my heart well to see that continuing of tradition.
You guys kick it off in Houston, and you just wrapped Houston up last weekend. How did that go?
Houston was fabulous. Oh, my gosh. There were so, so many people. We had a record show. We had actually a sold-out show. And so just tons and tons of vendors, tons of people, lots of fun. And so we're really looking forward to being in Fort Worth. I'm a little biased, I have to say, out of all of the shows. I absolutely love Fort Worth. It is definitely our biggest show out of the three that happened. So it's quite a bear to set up, but I just really I love Fort Worth show. I think it's a fun one. So, and then next weekend we'll be going to San Antonio. We'll wrap up in San Antonio, which is all our hometown. This is all where we live. That's where the main Trophy Hunters office is. So it is kind of nice to be back in your own bed and that sort of thing. But each show is fabulous and all has its, you know, wonderful attributes. Everyone's different, but all still the same.
There's nothing like the experience of hands-on. Yeah, you've got the internet in the palm of your hand, but hands-on, walking up and down these aisles, and anything you can possibly think of in the hunting industry, in the hunting world, you've got 24 different options to look at, put your hands on, climb on that blind, check it out, dicker with the, do a little horse trading with the guy that's that's selling that stuff at the Texas Trophy Hunters Extravaganza. It's just greatness. How many vendors do you even know are there this weekend?
We have, I think, almost 500 vendors. We have a lot, like you said, a lot to choose from.
Tons. And anything you want will be there. Plus a lot of entertainment, too, and a who's who of the outdoor industry walking the aisles.
Absolutely. And, we talk about gadgets and gadgets and that sort of thing that you can, you know, stock your hunting lease with and get geared up for the hunting season. But there's also a lot of education that goes into our shows that we like to put out there. Dr. Deer is going to be there all weekend long, and he'll be doing seminars. So that's great. You can go to, we're calling it our campfire area. So you can go and sit in the campfire and just hear seminars and talks from other people within the industry. So, you know, get some tips and tricks and that sort of thing for hunting, which is great. There's also entertainment for the whole family. We've got Gator Country again this year that's going to be doing shows all 3 days of the weekend. And it's a lot of fun to watch, you know, to see those live alligators. But at the same time, it's educational. So the kids really get to learn something and get to have fun at the same time. A couple of new things that we have this year, we've got our 3D archery tournament, which is great and fun. We kicked that off last weekend, had a great response from it, had a lot of shooters over the weekend. So you can check that out on our website as well. You can always pre-register if you want to participate in the 3D archery tournament. There's categories of all sorts. The other big, big thing that we have going on this year is our Locked and Loaded giveaway. Locked and Loaded giveaway, if you join or you renew your membership to the Texas Trophy Hunters Association while you're at the show, you get automatically entered into our Locked and Loaded giveaway. We had over 60 winners last weekend that we drew from Houston. We'll be doing that again here in Fort Worth. So every day you attend the show, whether it's Saturday or Sunday, you join or renew your membership and you get a chance to win. And, I mean, we are giving away some amazing, amazing items, over $100,000 in giveaways this Hunter's Extravaganza season. So we gave away scopes and rifles and, you know, blinds and feeders and you name it, you get a chance to win. So that was a lot of fun. I enjoyed calling the winners last weekend and saying you won. And they're like, what did I do? And I'm like, you just won because you're simply a member of Texas Trophy Hunters Association. So I thought that was exciting.
That is so much fun. It's all at the Convention Center in Fort Worth. Plenty of parking all around there. Air conditioned inside. That's a big deal. And
yes,
just a lot of fun. It's the tailgate party to deer season.
Absolutely. And I want to get it out there. I know some people talk about, you know, parking at the convention center because we are at the Fort Worth Convention Center. Take advantage of our free shuttle. So if you're attending the show, again, you can find all this information on our website. Under the events tab is going to be Hunter's Extravaganza. You can go directly to the Fort Worth event page, and it's going to give you all that information. Keep in mind, meters are free on the weekends. So if you're coming out today on Saturday, take advantage of a free meter. If you can't find that, take advantage of our free shuttles. We've got big air-conditioned shuttles so you don't have to sweat walking back and forth from a parking garage. You can go out to the Farrington Field over off of Lancaster, Farrington Field, park there, jump on one of our shuttles, and just it'll drop you off at the front door. So there's no hassle in parking at all. We want to make it as easy as we can. And the shuttles run an hour past the end of the show. So you've got plenty of time to hightail it back over and take advantage of those free shuttles.
Yeah, and head up to the stockyards and enjoy a great steak or a night on the town.
Exactly. That's what I'm doing.
There you go. Lauren, after you wrap up these three huge shows, it'll be time to breathe a little bit and think about your hunting for the fall. Where are you going to go? Do you have any big plans?
You know, I have to be honest, Billy, I didn't hunt one day last year. I was 9 months pregnant. And so I didn't get a chance to get out in the field. I had my baby actually a week after opening season, and so didn't really get to get out in the field at all. So I am just excited to get out to. We have a family property outside of Comfort, in the Hill Country, and my dad kept telling me of everything that he was seeing on our property last year. So I'm just looking forward to going out to my farm and staying in the farmhouse and just being out with family and enjoying that. So hopefully where I'll be most of this hunting season.
You will deserve it after these three big shows. You run 100 miles an hour, three different cities over a great big state, and you do it all with a baby on your hip at a very high level. You do it very well. You're an amazing woman.
You.
Hey, I'll see you on the floor later today.
Okay, that sounds great. I'm looking forward to it.
Lauren Conklin with the Texas Trophy Hunters Extravaganza. Hey, don't forget to pick up the Pro Plan today when you're out and about. Purina Pro Plan for your dog. It's at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores.
This is professional angler Rick Klund. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here, inviting you and your family to the Crappie Expo presented by Rosslyn. Hot Springs, Arkansas, October 4 through 6, 2019. The Crappie Expo is for crappie fanatics like you. There will be over 90 crappie fishing manufacturers and dealers selling and showing today's top crappie fishing products in the world. Come see the top 100 pro crappie teams competing in the first $100,000 Mr. Crappie Invitational Crappie Tournament on Lake Hamilton, October 4 through 6 at the Game and Fish Boat Ramp facility on Lake Hamilton. The world's largest crappie fry will be held Saturday, October the 5th, starting at 11 a.m. Bring your family and enjoy the fried crappie, french fried taters, and hush puppies. Free to everyone. Special thanks to Rosslyn, Express Boats, Berkeley, TTI Blakemore, Arkansas Game and Fish, Mossback Fish Habitat, ACT Crappie Trail, Gill, and Hummingbird.
The 2019 Crappie Expo, presented by Riceland Rice Bran Oil. Fry it up. Crisp, clean, delicious. They call it Couples by the Creek at Cinnamon Creek Ranch.
So the Couples by the Creek is an event we do once a month. It is a time where there's no kids allowed, so the parents can come out for a great evening. We bring them all into the arena and start out shooting in here. We get the skeet shooting going, archery tag. Joe and Nola do a phenomenal dinner afterwards. All your food, all the bow rentals. You can bring your own equipment if you'd like, but you don't have to. Most of the people that come to the Couples by the Creek have never shot a bow. And we have groups of ladies that come, so it doesn't necessarily have to be a couple. We've had four or five guys come together. So it's just a night away from the kiddos, get out and have a good time and have a safe time. But we have a DJ usually afterwards. Let's play some music, get a little dancing going with a great meal to follow.
Couples by the Creek at Cinnamon Creek Ranch. It's the dangdest date you've ever taken her on. And she just might fall in love with bow shooting or with you. That's okay. Cinnamon Creek Ranch has the largest archery pro shop on planet Earth. And we do weddings. CinnamonCreekRanch.com. When you visit Hunter's Paradise in Argentina and shoot doves and ducks with J.J. Casseria, prepare yourself for a vigorous day.
We have a full breakfast from eggs and bacon, fresh orange juice. Then we head out in the field slightly after daylight, and we shoot until we get ready for lunch. And lunch is in the field. We have a lunch cook who is excellent. And after we eat lunch, we lay out in the hammocks out behind the gazebo for 30 minutes or so until we get itchy and want to go hit it again.
I invite you to join me and Big Billy Kinder Outdoors in Argentina. You'll be treated like a king or queen and treated to unmatched wing shooting. Talk to my friend Lane Balky by visiting CordobaDoves.com.
We shoot Beretta 391 20-gauge semi-autos. Average hunter shoots 1,000 rounds every day.
Book your trip now and hunt with me this summer in Argentina.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Casseria. Can see me in Argentina.
National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read two pages and we say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin. And every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, The Tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon. You know, as bird hunters and bird dog owners, we've seen our wild bird hunting opportunities dwindle in recent years. And if you, like me, don't want to kennel your bird dog in the spring just to let him hibernate till fall, then you should take a long look at the world's largest field trial organization, the National Shoot to Retrieve Association, or NASTRA. This was the very idea of NASTRA's founding fathers back in the 1960s. They wanted to extend time in the field with the dogs that they loved. And it must have been a pretty good idea, because over the years, many thousands of men, women, teens, and families have enjoyed participating in NASTRA field trials. All pointing breeds are welcome, and there's no need to be intimidated. NASTRA sponsors over 1,000 field trials across the U.S. and Canada each year. It's at these trials where your dog can earn his NASTRA championship, qualify for entry into your regional championship, and NASTRA's 5 national championships. Take a look at our website, nstra.org, and consider visiting a local trial. We look forward to meeting you.
Camped on the ground and in 5-star lodges, but never found a more welcome camp than this one. The Dallas Safari Club presents Big Billy Kender Outdoors.
Wild sheep in the western U.S. water at desert guzzlers, providing life-sustaining moisture where there was none. Look closely. DSC fingerprints are there. BigGame.org.
This is Big Billy Kender Outdoors, presented by DSC. Hunting, fishing, the outdoors, shooting sports, and conservation are all important to us. Thanks for joining us. I was in Pennsylvania not too long ago, State College, Pennsylvania, just outside of town, at the Central PA Outdoor and Sports Show. Incredibly beautiful country and awesome people, too. And a guy that I met there, he and his family had come up with something on the farm that we as hunters, especially if we plant food plots, and every landowner needs to take a look at. It's called the Strong Arm Lift. Trevor Bannock visited with me about it.
Hey, Trevor, you guys have come up with something pretty cool down on the farm. You came up with this out of necessity. What the heck is it?
What we have is it's an all bolt-on lift that goes on the side of your side-by-side. It bolts on, and you can just drive along. We originally made it for picking stones out of the field we farm ourselves, but we've added a few other attachments to go along with it for the hunters and landscapers and basically just anything you need to do to make things easier to get stuff in the back of your bed.
Yeah, if you're going to put together a food plot out on your place, getting ready for deer season or whatever, first thing you need to do is go through there and get the junk off of it. Get the big rocks out, get ready to run a plow through it, and this makes that job easy. What do you call this contraption anyway?
We call it, it's the Strong Arm Lift.
The Strong Arm Lift, and that's your website?
Yes, that is the same as the website, correct.
Okay, very good. And the Strong Arm Lift, it blew my mind when I saw it, because, A, you guys built this out of necessity down on your family farm. This was something you guys, it's good old American ingenuity. And I was expecting, I'd heard about it, and I was expecting something to be a rear lift. You know, we're all used to tailgates in the back end. No, it's a side lift right behind the driver, so you can drive right along beside these rocks or whatever, and it'll pick them up to 250 pounds. Pick them up and put them in the bed of your
4x4, and you never get out of the driver's seat.
Yeah, that's correct. We wanted to make it where obviously it's on the driver's side, so you can kind of see the rock or whatever you're picking up coming right to your side. You don't have to look across the side-by-side. But, yeah, you can get a estimation of how far away or how close you have to be to it. And like you say, you just, if it's a rock or whatever you're picking up, you slow down, just let it down to the ground. It's on a single acting cylinder, so there's no down pressure, won't gouge into the ground. You just slow down, let it hit the ground a little bit before the rock, and it usually skips right to the back of the bucket, and you pick it up, and you're dumping it in the bed as you're driving, looking for another stone or whatever you're picking up in the field.
Never come to a complete stop.
No, the only time you got to come to a complete stop is if the rock happens to be embedded. You just let it down a couple inches before it, and you kind of ease into it, and 70% of the time that rock will pop up out of the ground, and you just have to back up and pick it up, or we carry a bar with us or something for the bigger rocks. I mean, just use your head so you don't destroy the equipment, but you just get out and you dig it free, and then you back up and pick it up and you throw it in the bed and keep going.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable. And tell me about how this thing is powered. You've got a winch on there, obviously.
Well, the lift itself is powered by a 12-volt hydraulic pump.
Okay.
It's mounted onto the framework of the strong arm lift, and it is all tucked away on some of the models. It actually tucks right in beside the battery, and the battery cover goes over it, and you don't even know that it's there. Some of the other models, we didn't have that luxury or space to tuck it away, so it's out along the horseshoe, but we supply a cover that goes over top of it and keeps all the dirt and dust and rain and everything off it, so it's won't be hurting it in any way either.
If you guys, like me, have hauled a lot of hay in your life, and you remember how relieved you were when Dad finally bought a hay loader and you just chained that thing onto the side of the trailer and it picked up those bales and lifted them up to you, and all you had to do was stack them on the trailer. This does the same thing with whatever stumps, rocks, whatever big objects you want to pick up out of the field and load them in the back of the 4x4 and haul them off.
Yes, that attachment we have, we originally made it for loading game, deer or whatever. Hunters take it to the woods. You can load your deer into the bed, but yeah, we've also had a lot of guys use it for firewood, like you say, square bales, stuff like that. Yeah, you can set them on there. The hardest thing you got to do is basically roll them onto it. The cord comes right out of the cab if you're standing beside it, and you just hit the up button and it will take it up and drop it right into your bed.
Yep. And for deer hunters, you guys make you do a lot of hunting too. I can tell by looking at your products that you've come up with down there. You make other products that are specifically built for wildlife.
Yes, like I say, the loader is the number one thing. You put it on, take it to the field, and then once your animal is loaded, everything attaches with a Reese hitch. All you got to do is pull the pin out, and we actually have a deer skinning pole that you can put in there as well. You dump your bed, pull up next to the game, and you let your deer pole down to the ground, and there's a yoke that you get your animal tied onto, and then you can actually lift your animal up right beside your side-by-side and skin it right beside it.
Yeah, hangs him up however you want him up there. Bottom end up is how I do that. A lot of folks do that, and it's real easy to hang him up there. You've got a gambrel that comes with it, hooks on your deer, hangs him up by the hind legs, and you just skin him out right there. And you never once have to use your back. And with every birthday candle that they give me, my back gets a little bit harder to bend down there and pick those deer up. And you never have to pick him up because you guys are doing that for us.
Yes, I mean, that was the main thing. It makes it nice where it goes all the way down to the ground. So, I mean, you can start with the hind legs or, I mean, if you're doing it from the head, either way, you kind of work your way up or you're working comfortably. And if you want it up a little bit, once you start to get the hide to go down a little bit, you just keep working it up so you don't have to bend over. Everything you're doing is either at eye level or down at your waist area.
Heck of a deal, and a great product. So smart, and it would take someone who works hard and is out in the field every day to come up with something like this, and you guys have done it. What do y'all farm at your place?
We crop farm. We grow food-grade beans, soybeans. We farm anywhere from 12 to 1,500 acres. We do a little bit of corn. We've done some peas. We have a couple fields of hay, and other than that, our main crop is the beans.
Okay, so you guys, you know what you're doing. You guys spend a lot of time in the field.
Yes, we do, and that's kind of how this idea originated. There's three of us on the farm, and rock picking kind of got pushed aside, and we had to go out and do it one day. My dad actually come up with this idea laying in bed one night, and he come to the farm the next day and said he had an idea that we could put a lift on the side of that, and he had kind of his thoughts in his head, and myself and my uncle, we kind of had a few other ideas, and we put all three of the ideas together, and it's kind of what we come up with. And like I say, it was originally made for the rock picking. It saves us a lot of time and saves our back. I mean, we can go out 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning, and you pick till 4 or 5 o'clock at night, and you maybe get out of the machine maybe 10, 15 times, and that's just to open the tailgate so you can dump the rocks out of it.
Yep, it's a great idea, and it's a back saver. Tell us, give us the website one more time so we can go take a look, Trevor.
The website again is www.strongarmlift.com, and we also have a contact number. It's 1-877-977-8773. If anybody has any questions or wants to just pick my brain a little bit, feel free to give me a call, and I can see if I can answer any questions.
That's Trevor Bannock with the Strong Arm Lift, built out of necessity on his family's farm there in Pennsylvania. Just an amazing piece of equipment. And, you know, like we were talking about, if you're putting in a food plot and you want to be able to stand up straight on Monday morning, get you one of these things, attach it to the side of a trailer or even your pickup bed or your four-wheeler, your buggy, and let this thing pick up those big, heavy rocks and clear out your food plot. Hey, Roy Churchwell up in Juneau, Alaska, is still standing by. Whitetail deer and mule deer have been making their way into Alaska. They're not native there. And guess what? You can hunt them. We'll talk about it in just a couple of minutes.
Hi, this is Clay Connor with Ducks Unlimited. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
At Cornerstone Bible Church in Roanoke, Texas, we teach the Bible, nothing more or less. The simple truth of God's love for us, even though we are all sinners in need of His grace. He supplied that grace through His Son Jesus so that none would perish but have everlasting life. Come worship with us at 10:15 Sunday mornings on Litzy Road in Roanoke or in the Boat or Deer Blind at csbiblechurch.org.
The granddaddy of all hunting shows returns to Fort Worth, the 2019 Hunters Extravaganza, August 9th through the 11th at the Fort Worth Convention Center. We'll have all the latest in hunting gadgets and gear. Buy direct from the manufacturers and save. Bring the kids and see Gator Country's huge alligators, last season's bucks from our annual deer contest, live rattlesnakes, and enter our incredible locked and loaded giveaway. The 2019 Hunters Extravaganza, August 9th through the 11th at the Fort Worth Convention Center. For details and tickets, visit huntersextravaganza.com.
When it's time to fillet your catch or field dress that deer, it's not the time for a dull piece of steel that not only makes the job 10 times tougher, but also gouges into the meat, resulting in ugly cuts, loss of meat, and a dirtier job. A sharp blade is absolutely essential for clean and proper cuts in the field, in the kitchen, workshop, or garage. Remember this name, WorkSharp Knife and Tool Sharpeners. Trust me when I say that WorkSharp will make any knife you own sharper than the day you bought them. And WorkSharp sharpeners are easy to understand and use. That's a big deal. They come in all sizes, handheld for the backpack, boat, or to carry along in the truck. A handy kitchen model to quickly, simply, and precisely sharpen your culinary knives. Slice that tomato paper thin. WorkSharp makes bench models, too, for lawnmower blades, hatchets, shovels, and bigger blades. WorkSharp is offering 30% off when you use the promo code BigBilly30. That's Big Billy and the number 30 when you order online at WorkSharpTools.com.
The bison and North America are the main players in a long-running love story. The great Shaggies have fed, clothed, and saved the lives of men black, red, brown, and white. These giants of the plains almost disappeared back in the 1870s, but hard men that understood this love affair fought to preserve it. Men like Charles Goodnight. So it's only natural that the herd that we tend and our storefront that still carries the traditions of America's past is located in Goodnight, Texas, near the north rim of Palladura Canyon. Buffalo Gold is the place, and you'll find us along Highway 287 as you travel west to hunt. And just like the hunters before, you can depend on the bison to keep you warm, dry, and fed. Everything that the great buffalo provides can be found at Buffalo Gold. So stop in for a cup of coffee, hear the story of the herd, enjoy the artwork, buffalogold.net. buffalogold.net.
When it's time to consider a taxidermist, look carefully at the choices. The skill level of the artist that you choose will be a visible reminder of your decision from now on. Let me recommend my taxidermist, Roy Holdridge at True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas. Roy does work for people from across North America and beyond. They insist on True Life Taxidermy in Granbury because of the incredible ability that Roy and his team have in bringing your memory to life. Realistic detail, painstaking precision on your birds, fish, and wild game. With a 10,000-foot studio filled with award-winning artists and nearly three decades of full-time taxidermy work himself, Roy and True Life Granbury can customize your trophy in a unique and high-quality style. Please view his online portfolio at truelifetaxidermy.org. And I think you'll see why True Life Taxidermy in Granbury has been my taxidermist for the past 25 years. Wild game processing available also. TrueLifeTaxidermy.org.
The old camp house floor creaks a little, but don't worry. You're on solid ground with the Dallas Safari Club and Big Billy Kender Outdoors.
Incredible auctions every day await you in person and online at the DSC Convention and Expo, January 9 through 12. Details at biggame.org.
We love to hear from you, want to know where you're listening and that you are hearing the show each week in your neck of the woods. Phone number 1-877-820-BBKO, 1-877-820-2256. The website, bbkoradio.com. You can catch a podcast there. In fact, you can catch a podcast and listen at your own convenience anytime you want, on the boat, in the deer blind, in the cubicle at work. We're on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, Stitcher, Google Play Music, Podbean, all the popular podcast spots. You'll find Big Billy Kender Outdoors. Hey, and if you'll take a minute to give us a like on Facebook, Big Billy Kender Outdoors, you're going to have bonus opportunities to win tickets, gear, and trips on great hunting adventures. Big Billy Kender Outdoors on Facebook. Let's jump on that Big Billy Kender Outdoors trot line now. Go back to Juneau, Alaska, and biologist, Ph.D., Roy Churchwell. Roy, thank you so much for hanging on. We're talking about the migration of mule deer and whitetail deer into Alaska. That's not their native territory. You're seeing more and more of them, and you mentioned something when we talked about an hour ago about how you guys do have a hunting season for them, and that season is 365 days a year. You can legally pursue these critters. So I'm thinking a whitetail hunt in the morning and a salmon trip in the afternoon might be a pretty cool cast and blast in Alaska.
Yeah. Well, you know, the reason we make it year-round is that they are still pretty rare on the landscape, and so we want to get these samples pretty badly. And these opportunities don't come up every day, because there just aren't that many of them yet. And so we wanted to make it so that if a hunter or someone carrying a rifle out in the woods, comes across one of these deer, that they can take it so that we can get these samples. And that's the main reason for that, and why it's year round at this point.
And if you guys will take a look at the 2019-2020 Hunting Regulations book in Alaska, page 28 tells you what you need to know about deer in Alaska. You can also learn more online. Google up this article that I read by Riley Woodford from Alaska Fish and Wildlife News about deer making their move into Alaska. How new is this move, Roy? How long ago did you guys say, hey, that's a white-tail deer in Alaska, what's he doing here?
Yeah, sure. Well, to answer that, you know, you always hear stories about so-and-so saw this deer 20 years ago and whatnot, but as far as actual confirmed reports, in the Fairbanks area in the interior of Alaska and from, well, basically from Tok to Fairbanks, they've been seeing deer for about the last 6 years. And those have been all mule deer. And then here in southeast Alaska in the Haines and Skagway area, we've got our first confirmed mule deer sighting where we got a picture this year. But there's been people saying that those deer have been around for at least 4 or 5 years, if not a little longer.
Okay. All right. So those numbers are starting up. You're ahead of the curve like we were talking about, and you're getting a grasp on this right away, and that's good. If you are in Alaska hunting whatever species and you look up and say, wow, I think that's a mule deer, but you're not positive, you need to brush up on your deer identification, because I'm sure there is a season for your black-tailed deer, and you don't want to confuse them, shoot one out of season, or shoot one illegally.
Yeah, absolutely. We definitely want folks to know the difference between black-tailed deer and mule deer. There are some differences in range. So if you are in kind of that area from Tok to Fairbanks, there aren't black-tailed deer there. So if you see a deer, it's going to be most likely a mule deer. But down here in southeast Alaska on the coast, black-tailed deer are really common. And so, you know, the main difference there is going to be in the tail. There are some size differences and whatnot, but you have small deer that grow into larger deer, and so we don't necessarily use size. And if people want to, you can get online and look at some pictures. That's what I first did when this first came up, and you can get a pretty good idea of how to identify those two just based on their tail.
Roy, I'm an old bird hunter, and so I can't end our conversation without checking on those ptarmigan up there. I've never had the opportunity to come up and hunt them. You hearing anything about the ptarmigan population in Alaska? Are they healthy? Are they good?
There's always good ptarmigan around. It just depends on where you need to go. They do cycle up and down, kind of like a lot of other bird populations, upland bird populations. But there's always good ptarmigan hunting somewhere in the state. So you should definitely come up and try that one of these days.
Well, I want to. It's on my bucket list, but I'm a little worried when I turn my dogs loose that a bear is going to eat them. You guys are famous for your bears up there.
Oh, there are quite a few bears. But if you have a good bird dog that's not too far out, you'll probably be okay, though.
There you go. Okay. Roy, what a pleasure to talk to you, and what an education. I greatly appreciate you taking a little time for me. I know you stay busy with your job. Just last week, I got an email from you, said you'd been out tagging sheep all week, and that doesn't happen in the parking lot. I would imagine you have to travel a little bit to get your job done.
Yeah, absolutely. And we were actually radio calling some mountain goats. So we do that from a helicopter, and use a dart to put them down for a little bit and put a collar on them and wake them back up, and off they go. It's pretty exciting work.
So when you target one of these animals from the helicopter and you dart that sheep, they don't live on the prairie. And I'm trying to imagine you landing that helicopter up on those rocks. Is that possible, or how do you get to that sheep?
Yeah, yep, it is possible. Sometimes we do what they call a toe in, and you put a couple parts of a skid down, and the helicopter hovers there, and you step out. But it's relatively safe, and you can get most places. We can't dart every goat or sheep that we find. We have to pick the ones that we think are in an area we'll be able to get to. There's definitely ones that we pass up because it's just not safe, though.
Yeah, no place to get there. And then I would think that you vet those helicopter pilots very well before you start riding with them up in those mountains.
Yeah, we do take the most experienced fellows for sure.
There you go. Roy, what a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime.
This is a Big Billy Kinder Conservation Minute, a quick focus on people making a difference.
The Dallas Ecological Foundation is now the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation, or OTF. Hi, I'm Scott McClure with the OTF, and I wanted to let you know that aside from the name change, we are the same organization, a 501c3, doing the same important work for the future of American youth in the hunting, fishing, and shooting sports. The Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation is the wheel that keeps outdoor adventures moving in our schools. Outdoor Adventures is in hundreds of schools across America, teaching kids in junior highs and high schools great things like archery, boating safety, camping, and hunting. It's a legitimate part of the school curriculum. Outdoor Adventures is a PE course for kids that just don't have an interest in school or athletics or team sports. They're not involved. The life lessons learned and the lives that light up when learning these outdoor skills are real, and the stories are fantastic. The Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation is opening new insights to youth through public schools. If you'd like to donate or see Outdoor Adventures in your local school, the first step is to visit our website, DallasEcologicalFoundation.org.
Preserving what we love and educating our next generation every day. To learn more, go to BigBillyKinderOutdoors.com. Thank you.
I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for the time we've had together in this old camp house and invite you back next time around. Till then, may God bless you and your bunch.